842 Galesburg's Morning News, the annual Galesburg Christian School auction. Oh, it's happening. It's just going to be different than it's been in the past, as most things are at this point in time. And joining us to talk more about it and how you can participate and to help out Galesburg Christian School and get some great stuff for yourself a little bit cheaper, Bob Newthorn is the administrator of Galesburg Christian School. Bob joins us this morning. Bob, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Tom.
Well, thanks so much for joining us here this morning again, Bob. Always appreciate it. A little bit different than the past. We're talking to you on the phone rather than in the studio. Try to keep it safe, as we've been doing. But, of course, with your auction, it's always been a big in-person event. And with the current circumstances, you weren't able to do that. How the heck, number one, were you able to get this put together in this short a time to do it the way you're doing it?
Well, this is something, you know, we had a lot of the items already before we all this hit, because the auction was originally supposed to be April 3rd, I think it was. And so, you know, we had a lot of the items already. So it was just getting it, changing the format. And that just took a few conversations. Our staff's pretty amazing to get things moved over and switched on. And I think it's going to work out pretty good, actually, for us. So we just need some bidders.
Absolutely. Let's talk about how the whole thing works right now, how the whole format and how people can participate.
Yeah, so what we've done is moved our silent auction part to an online bidding site called Bidding Owl. You can find a link. I just posted a fresh link on our Facebook page. Galesburg Christian School is our Facebook page. So you can go there. You can find a link to Bidding Owl, our page on there. And so you can actually bid on things for the silent auction right now. And there's quite a few items up there. A lot of local businesses have supported us and helped us out with that. And some of them don't have bids yet. It's been open for about a week now. So some of them, seems like everything I've bid on, people are looking for and try to bid up on those things, Tom. I think it's conspiracy.
It's got to be.
Here, but there's some great items there, some local restaurants. And, you know, people are still doing the carryout stuff. So, you know, get bid on some of those things and some other great items, car details, that kind of a thing. So yeah, check those out. You can do that right now. That bidding is going to close on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the evening. So it'll be actually after our event. And so, you know, you have time to get on there to bid some more on those items. And then we are going to do on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, we're going to just go live on our Facebook page. And we're just going to try to do an auction. It's going to be weird. I've never done something like this before. I'm going to be the MC and the auctioneer kind of a thing right in our coming live from our school, from the classroom I actually teach in. And we're going to just bring up an item. We're going to group it like in five items and let people bid on those five items and close the bidding for those five items and then move on to the next five. And we've got about 30 items that we're going to auction off on Saturday night. And so we think that'll be a great way to interact with people and give people an opportunity to see what we have and have a little bit of fun outbidding each other. And so we think and hope that'll be a great time.
Sounds like it'll be kind of fun and a little bit different, like you said. Bob Newthorn is the administrator of Galesburg Christian School joining us here this morning. Again, the silent auction already going online. You know, one of the things I just noticed, the cleaning supply basket. Toilet paper and everything included. That's nobody's bid on it yet. That's something that people need to get on top of that. If you would have had that one up about a month ago, you probably would have gotten about $5,000 for it. But hindsight, though. But no, there's a lot. I'm just going through the pages, like over 100 items. Some really, really great stuff. Multiples of some of them. So some really great stuff on there. Bob, talk a little bit about Galesburg Christian School and the need to do fundraisers like this and raise money, because I know obviously being a private school, you do charge tuition, but you also have a lot of scholarships that you give out to make it cheaper for people to be able to go.
Right. For every student that attends, we don't charge what it actually costs. And so our tuition charges, there's a funding gap, and that's true in most of the private schools. It's kind of by design. You can't charge that much, especially in our area, and have people be able to afford the school and to be able to, for us to be able to pay our teachers and pay to keep the lights on and all that good stuff. So we are dependent upon local donors, and our auction is our biggest event every year. And so last year we raised about $60,000 through our auction. And so this is going to be pretty painful, to be honest with you, because we don't anticipate raising that amount. That'd be awesome if we did, but we just don't anticipate raising that amount this year. And so it's tough. And so, we're dependent upon these things. It's been a little bit of a weird year here at the end of the year. And so we're really needing this to be a good event and have as many people participate as possible. And we're hoping that because they can do it from their home, I'm missing getting dressed up and having a good time and just be able to see everybody and talk to my donors and all that great stuff. But, we have to do what we have to do. And this is what we're going to do, and we're going to try to make the best of it. We were hoping that later on in the summer we'd be able to do this live, but just looking at things, it didn't look like that was going to actually be able to happen. So we thought we better just do it online and see what happens.
Bob Newthorn, the administrator of the Galesburg Christian School, the annual auction. Again, the silent auction part already underway, and there's a link if you go to the Galesburg Christian School Facebook page. In fact, I'm on the link right now just looking at some of them, some of the items on biddingowl.com. You can do that, and then the rest of the auction. Again, what time will you get underway tomorrow?
7 o'clock tomorrow.
7 o'clock.
And we're hoping that it'll last only about an hour. We don't want to take too much time of your Saturday night, but we hope that maybe people are stuck at home and looking for something to do and a great cause to support. And so the way it'll work is if you win an item, then we will send you an invoice through PayPal, and you'll get that invoice. You can pay it, pick up your item, or we'll mail your item. Something to that effect. We'll figure something out for you for each person that bids and wins an item. So
absolutely, I'm looking at a ring doorbell on the silent auction.
Yeah.
A Chicago Cubs sign, Wrigley Field sign. It looks just like the sign outside Wrigley Field. For those of you who like that kind of thing, there is that.
Tom, I'll tell you, even in this time, the one thing we can say is that Cubs fans like me, Cardinals fans like you, we can unite that we're both missing baseball.
That is absolutely true. Gotta totally agree with you on that one. That's for sure. Bob Newthorn is, yes, absolutely. Bob Newthorn, administrator of Galesburg Christian School, joining us here this morning. And Bob, talk a little bit about the education for people that maybe if somebody's new to the area or somebody that just doesn't know about the education at Galesburg Christian School. And it's a great thing we have around here because there are different options for parents. And, we've talked with, for instance, Dr. John Aspen, Galesburg District 205 superintendent, and talked about the same thing, that it's great that there are options that different parents want different things, but no matter what, you can still get a great education. Kind of talk about the education that they can get at Galesburg Christian School.
Yeah, so we offer an education. Our big push is academic excellence and in a Christ-like environment. We want to have an environment that's going to enhance their spiritual lives and help them as they grow in understanding God's word and implementing God's word in their lives. But then also, this is a place that we're going to stress academics, and we're going to encourage our students to strive to do their best. And because we have smaller class sizes, we do max the class size off at 15. Because of that, we're able to really interact with every child and make sure that every child is getting it, understanding what's going on in that classroom, understanding each subject. And so that's our goal. And because of that, we are able to interact with families that are looking for something a little bit different. We've had a lot of growth here recently, and we were projected to even our enrollment numbers early spring were amazing me, and I was really surprised. We were several months ahead, but obviously during this time now, it's slowed down dramatically. But I'm hoping that because we have the smaller class sizes, that it's going to hopefully give us some freedom, a little bit different than won't have to make as many changes. Hopefully in the fall, that's my hope. We'll see what the governor says and kind of see what the State Board of Education says. But
well, you mentioned
class size is key.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the academics, and one of the things that is key that, while will my child be ready for the next level if they want to go on and go to whether it's a community college or a four-year school, and that is one of the things that you're focused on, that these students are absolutely ready to go on to college if they want to.
Right. Yeah, we're really trying to help them. Something that we've implemented the last couple of years, we have a guidance counselor that's really helping these students find the right school for them. Find the career for them, and because of our small class sizes, and in the high school we're a little bit smaller. this year, our graduating class, which I feel bad for all the graduating classes this year. It's tough, I'll tell you. But our graduating class is only 6 students. So we're able to really concentrate on each one of those students to make sure that they have a plan, that plan is going to be a good fit for them, and help them get to that plan. And so we begin sitting down with our junior hires. I start talking to them about what their goals are and, where do you want to see yourself? And then that process continues every year. And every year as they proceed on, we can spend more time with them. And so our senior high principal, who also serves as our guidance counselor, Mr. Barker, he does that, sits down with these kids all the time to try to help them and direct them and get them to where they need to be, and then help them understand the goals and the things they need to do academically so that they can do those things. So yeah, we think it's a good thing for the kids, and it's really helping them achieve their goals.
Bob Newton, administrator at Galesburg Christian School, joining us here this morning. Their annual auction, well, it's a little bit different. It's an online auction this year. The silent auction has moved to a website called Bidding Owl. And again, you can find the link to that on the Galesburg Christian School Facebook page. And then the actual live auction going to happen tomorrow evening, Facebook Live. So you get on the Galesburg Christian School page, and that's how you're going to be bid. And Bob, that's going to be interesting, and like you said, a little bit different, but should be some fun. You don't want to do it like that every year, you hope, but it should be some fun to do it once, right?
No, that's for sure. Yeah, it's going to be a little different. I'll tell you, I think all of us have gotten a lot better at our online videos. I've never used Zoom before this whole thing started, and now I think I understand Zoom a lot better, and I've done more Zoom videos than I ever thought I would.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a little bit different, but I think people are used to watching people on Facebook Live, and so it hopefully won't be too bad. And you can watch me probably make some mistakes and, sound a little silly at times. So, if you want to just come in for entertainment value, come on and watch me for that. So,
well, even if you're doing that, you're probably going to find something you might want to bid on also. So
that's right. That's
and again,
right.
It's all for a great cause for Galesburg Christian School, their annual fundraiser. And again, it'll be tomorrow night with the live auction on Facebook Live. And, of course, all those items. And like I said, there's a lot of them that don't have any bids yet. So you can find those on, again, the link on the Galesburg Christian School Facebook page to biddingowl.com and all those items that are out there. And you said bidding on those ends at 10 o'clock tomorrow night?
Right. The silent auction does.
The silent auction, yeah. Yeah, and I saw, one of the other packages, I just saw the sports basket. That's got a lot of great stuff in it.
It does. Yeah, there's some neat things.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, we think we've got some great items, even though we didn't have quite as much the finalized picking up of the items and things that we normally are able to do. But, I think there's some really neat items there and some good stuff. So.
All right. Well, Bob, always appreciate your time. Best of luck with the auction tomorrow night. Hopefully you'll have some great response and be able to raise a good amount of money for the Galesburg Christian School.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, and best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, sir.